Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes at a Movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a departure for comedian Adam Sandler. It's a violent and dark art house film, and it's called Uncut Gems.
This begins in the mines of Ethiopia, where natives are crawling into shafts to pull out blocks of stone that have rare opals. And from there you go to the jeweler's sleazy life, the character that Adam Sandler plays.
Yes, he plays a jeweler in New York's jewelry district who has a gambling addiction, mm-hmm. and how it completely dominates and ruins his life. And there's a lot of empathy toward him to a degree, but this is one of the most off-putting characters you're ever likely to see. I know Adam Sandler is getting a lot of praise in some circles for his performance, but I found it to be a grating one-note performance. So I'm in the minority on this.
Well, we're in the minority together because I thought it was a little going a long way. Frantic pace, slime life. It's a slice of a low-life compulsive gambler.
The directors, the Safdie brothers, have made a reputation for themselves as edgy art house filmmakers, and that's certainly true here too. And there are some directorial flourishes here that are very, very impressive. Mm-hmm. However, it's also very, very off-putting.
And annoying, and I was ready for a nap after.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Just to FYI, there are some famous former NBA basketball stars that are part of this story as well. So if that piques your interest, then maybe this movie is for you.
A redeeming aspect, however, were the women in his life, his wife, his mistress, and how they were reacting to his frantic life.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.